Check it out. When I'm imp, the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Treacherous Trio, or with a serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece.
Old school. And we start our day in history here on this November the 12th. And we remember this. That's Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And yesterday, Big Hank from this wonderful group, the Sugar Hill Gang, passed away after a long battle with cancer. So we remember him with his music and how he opened the way, and they opened the way to an art form in this country. So Rapper's Delight, that was Sugar Hill Gang. And may you rest in peace, Big Hank. That begins our day in history this November the 12th. And let us look at a couple of major things that happened so we can jump right into our conversation about the War of 1812 and the African-American community here. This is a day in 1893 that the Durand Line came into being. And Durand Line was named after Sir Mortimer Durand, who was a British diplomat. It delineates the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan after the war between the British and the Afghan emir. And what this, and this is kind of the line that today is at part of the heart of part of the problem we face in that part of the Near East, because it divided the Pashtuns down the middle. When what now became Pakistan, it divided the Baluchis from the rest of their people. And as has happened much in Western history, in its interaction with the rest of the world, it kind of these divides, these false divides, these false boundaries for power have created some of the issues we faced in today's world. This day in 1922, Sigma Gamma Rho was founded by seven teachers, school teachers, on the campus of Butler University in Indiana. It was the only black fraternity sorority that was founded on a majority white campus. And Alice Childress, Marilyn McCoo, Victoria Powell, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and others were notable are notable members of this sorority and have been. And it's a sorority known for its work in the community and its attachment to things of African culture and its work in the community to better this community. So we say happy birthday to our Sister Sigmas here today. And we will close our day in history remembering this is the day that the My Lai Massacre was uncovered by Cy Hirsch in 1969. Cy Hirsch, still a very active investigative reporter. But on this day, a man named Lieutenant Callie led a platoon of men in My Lai, this small Vietnamese village. And in this small Vietnamese village, they killed over 500 unarmed civilians, tying them up, men, women, and children, old people, beating them and then shooting them all down. They tried to hide it, but what happened was there was another man who flew into the middle of that in his helicopter, and his name was Hugh Thompson, Jr. Hugh Thompson, Jr. was a hero that day. He was a warrant officer, flew his helicopter in, aimed his guns down at the American troops between them and the villagers, saying, "We can't do this. I'm not going to allow this to go on," and actually put his helicopter between them. He and his other two men on the helicopter were ostracized for almost 30 years by the U.S. military, people calling them traitors and the rest. Now they've been honored. Hugh has passed away, was a great human being. Callie was given the only man sent to prison for that, given life imprisonment. He served 3 years of house detention and went home. But on this day, Cy Hirsch broke that story of the My Lai Massacre. So that is this day in history. For the rest of this day in history, please go to steinershow.org. Come right back with a conversation, so don't go away.